There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out. Comment on Facebook right now about green tea and fluoride. A lot of people worried about the fluoride in green tea. Well, it's the processed green tea, more of the commercial brand of green tea. But if you get the organic loose leaf tea that's made what they call from young tea shoots, then you're going to be avoiding most of the fluoride content. Most of the content comes from the actual processing of the green tea. And so if you can get it in the actual raw state itself, where you actually get the tea leaves, not the processed ones, and get them in organic state, the chances of fluoride being low is very, very strong. So that's the way you want to get it. Obviously, staying away from the commercialized green tea is going to give you your best options. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Hayes. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, I'm having an issue today. I'm 45, I think. I'm 45 and very healthy. I'm active. I'm constantly going. Today, of all days, I have this buzzing in my head. It's more of a heaviness in my head, and it's having me concerned that I'm leaning more towards menopause. I mean, because I'm also getting hot flashes. I mean, I know the temperature today has been in the 90s, but I'm also in and out of my car constantly. But I'm going into people's houses, and I'm getting chilled when their houses aren't cold, and I'm getting, like, goosebumps even because I'm chilling. And then, I mean, this buzzing in my head has me very concerned right now. I take the Foundation 4, and I don't think it's possible, but could I be getting too much vitamin A or vitamin D? I mean, I have not had any blood work done. I mean, that's the big thing, too. But would that cause it?
Well,
I mean, I'm, like, trying to figure out what's causing it.
The biggest thing you're worried about is the buzzing in the head, then.
It's a buzzing. It's like a heaviness. Like if you go up in the mountains, I'm in Colorado. So if you go up in the mountains and you get a little dehydrated and you come back down, you have that heaviness, lightheadedness.
Right.
And that's what I've had all day today. And I'm drinking tons of fluid. I mean, I think I drank 90 ounces of water today. I mean, I don't think I have low sodium or anything. So I don't know what it is, and it's disturbing.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be frustrating. Is it on your right side or left side, or is it all over?
It's from one ear all the way to around the back to the other ear.
You have headaches?
No, I wouldn't call it pain at all. It's more just irritating. And like I said, I know I run low blood pressure. I mean, like 90 over 50, that's my baseline. But, I mean, I'm not low today. I mean, that's what I am today, and that's normal.
And this is brand new. This just happened?
I've had it before, I mean, on Sunday, but it went away on Sunday. And then today, it has, I mean, I think I've had it like once or twice before, but today's been constant. I mean, usually it, you know what I mean, once I get going, it goes away. But it's, like I said, maybe once a month. But today it doesn't go away.
Yeah, how are your energy levels, though? How are your energy levels with it? Are they good?
I force myself. I force myself to go. I mean, I'm working. I have to go. I mean, and, I mean, it kind of, I mean, by the end of the day, it makes me more emotional. That's why I'm starting to think I'm doing early menopause or something. Can menopause cause that?
It could possibly cause some of that. I mean, it could be thyroid causing some of that. I mean, the symptoms could be coming from a host of different areas. And that's why you telling me that you haven't had any blood work done recently, I think that's really the place to start.
I mean, I've had cholesterol done and all that, but I haven't had, like, the vitamin D level, but I am taking a vitamin D supplement, like 2,000 a day. So, and I'm getting in the liquid cod liver oil, so because I'm assuming I'm low on that. But I haven't had that done. But, I had the basic panels done.
But have you had all your hormones checked?
No, never hormones.
You want to check, here's the deal, to really get a good assessment with your blood work, there's a lot of different tests that need to be included. And for a female, for sure, you want to check all the hormones. And when you get into your 40s, hands down, I would be checking blood work every 6 months, no matter what. I mean, whether you feel good or you feel horrible, because it will give you a good baseline of what's going on. And for a female, FSH, which is follicle-stimulating hormone, LH, luteinizing hormone, those are going to be key ingredients for you to check out, FSH especially. But I mean, also you want to look at the thyroid, you want to look at all three estrogens, progesterone, even your testosterone. You want to check thyroid peroxidase, which is one of the components of the thyroid that could show if you're in an autoimmune process or not. And those could all be contributing factors, and it could be something as simple as B12 being low. It's about connecting the dots. It's about really, you know, just figuring out A to Z and everything in between of what's working, what's not, what's high, what's low, what's deficient, what's not, what is almost deficient. I mean, you see where I'm going with that? It's really getting a good viewpoint. It's kind of getting a snapshot, a blueprint, if you will, of what's going on the inside. And that's just something to always kind of take into consideration and look at, because you know, there's a lot of, well, maybe it's this and maybe it's that, and take this supplement and maybe take this, or eat this or get more sodium or this. And there's a lot of guesswork. And we could sit there and haggle over that back and forth, and I could say, it might be this. But that's not good for you. And that's why I love blood testing so much, and really all the different diagnostic tests in medicine. I really think that they're so helpful. And if you really take the time to study it, anybody, I mean, if you're in the healthcare field or not, to see the efficacy of them and how well they produce results, I just think it's something that needs to be done. So, long story short, I think you need to get blood work done. That's what I would do if I was having those symptoms. Could it be related to menopause? Yeah, it could. Absolutely. Could it not be? Yep, absolutely. And that's why it's a lot of coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, it's one of those things. So if you had all the numbers, that would be a different conversation. And then it's easy to connect the dots and see what's really going on the inside. So get some blood work done. It will only help. And remember, blood changes every 90 to 120 days. Every 3 to 4 months, you're getting brand new red blood cells. The old ones are dying off. New ones are forming. And it's pretty amazing. Going to the beginning of this, thanks for the call, by the way. Going to the beginning of this, we talked about green tea and fluoride. And, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about that, because people think that fluoride's good for you. It's in toothpaste, right? So it has to be good for our teeth. But actually, it's very toxic. It can be very toxic, just like chlorine, in a lot of different ways. And really, we've educated the public that fluoride is good for us, but it's really not. It's something you really want to do your best to avoid. So through the filtration, drinking distilled water, the EPA and Centers for Disease Control had to lower the maximum allowed level of fluoride in the water by 40% from 1.2 parts per million to 0.7. This was after more than 60% of the U.S. population now drinks water with added fluoride, and after fluoride has been banned in 9 European countries, China and Japan, on that basis that it's toxic and provides no cavity prevention benefits.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistant delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Call now, 888-888-888. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Welcome back to the show. The diabetes rates have been doubling since 1980, and the number of adults with diabetes right now has doubled to nearly 350 million. And in large part, this is fueled by, of course, the aging population and the rising rates of obesity. But diabetes rates have risen, really, virtually all over the world in the past three decades, according to an international team of researchers from Pramod Iraza, which is a PhD, it's kind of tough to say that name, Imperial College of London. They did a study, and the new figures are considerably higher than those in a recent study that estimated about 285 million adults worldwide that have diabetes. And among the high-income countries, diabetes rates were highest in the U.S., Greenland, Malta, New Zealand, and Spain. The Netherlands, Austria, and France also had the lowest rates. So despite the obesity epidemic in the U.K., the diabetes rates there was a little bit lower than most of the other high-income countries. And of 27 Western high-income countries, Britain in the fifth lowest diabetes rates among men and the eighth lowest for women. So the study was published in The Lancet. If you ever pick up a copy of those, it's a really great publication. But yeah, I mean, diabetes is growing. And I think as we as a country, if we don't start changing our lifestyle choices, and we don't start changing the things that we eat every single day, we don't get off the hamster wheel, as I like to call it, that we do here in America, where we work so many hours and we go 100 miles an hour and we really don't pay attention to our lifestyle, it has to stop at some point, and it has to change. Because, I mean, our kids are getting it more than we've ever seen. I mean, we can't even call it adult onset diabetes anymore. Why? Because our kids are getting it. And kids are getting it at age like 11. They're getting type 2 diabetes, and it used to be called simply adult onset. We really can't call it that anymore because it's spreading across all different ages, and it's just amazing to me. It's tragedy. We have to change. We have to change, and if we want our kids to change, we are going to have to change. Nothing else will change until we do. 888-283-7272. If you got a Facebook posting and you don't want to call, you can do that. We encourage you to call, of course. And if you're new, never called the show before, put you at the front of the line. Let's go William Shakespeare with our quote for the day. It says, "Our bodies are our gardens, to which our wills are the gardeners." Interesting. The High Court rules on generic labeling. Now, this is interesting. I find this real interesting. Companies that make generic drugs can't be held responsible for not having label warnings about potential dangers of their drugs when the equivalent brand name drug doesn't do so. The U.S. Supreme Court said this past Thursday, it said in a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled against a woman who sued Pliva Inc. and other generic drug makers after she allegedly developed a neurological movement disorder called tardive dyskinesia, which is a nightmare. And it, after taking one of the medications, was often used to treat heartburn, the Associated Press reported. Her lawsuit focused on the fact that the generic drug manufacturers and distributors did not include warnings about tardive dyskinesia on the label. The brand name equivalent, Reglan, did not carry a warning about the condition either. In other news, the Supreme Court also ruled this past Thursday that states can't limit drug makers' use of data about which the prescription drug doctors tend to choose for their patients. The High Court voted 6-3 to strike down a Vermont law that seeks to increase the use of generic drugs by controlling the flow of information about brand name drugs. Interesting. Now that is a hot topic right there, because in New Zealand, the government has its own drug reps in the government. This is interesting. So the government, for their own generic drugs, they actually have drug reps that go to all the doctors. I mean, we all know that drug reps, they go to the doctors, and I mean, it's a big game. I mean, really, they send the girls in the short skirts with the doctors, and if you think I'm saying that, and you're like, "Oh, he's so off base," I'm not off base. And they'll do vice versa for the female doctors. They'll send the good looking guy in with a suit. I mean, not all drug reps are doing that, but it is done, no doubt about it. And they're working the system. And so anyway, they are influenced by, you know, by the relationships they have. And I'm not saying inappropriate relationships. I'm just saying that they build friendships and relationships and they begin to trust the drug reps, which is, it's okay. You've got salespeople that everybody believes in and become friends with. And it's relational selling, and I get all that. But it does influence the doctor in a lot of times in what drugs they end up using. I mean, if there's five drugs, but they're a good buddy that they become friends with, it brings them lunch all the time, you know, really endorses a certain drug, and all five drugs kind of do the same thing, they're going to lean toward the one that their friend recommends. No different than you have a friend and you trust them and, you know, you're going to go buy a car from their car lot. It's the same principle. And, but what they have in New Zealand is they have reps that actually drug rep for the generic drugs, the ones that cost like $4. And what they found is that based on these relationships, just like we're doing here in America, that the docs that had the good relationships with the people that were the generic drug reps, they sold just as many of those and pushed just as many of those as the brand name ones that were a little bit more expensive. So I find that kind of interesting too. So it's one of those deals where, you know, the standards that they're making now for generics versus the name brand, which are obviously more expensive, in a lot of different ways, in the way they're being presented, and of course in the way to the doctors, and then of course to the standards of the labeling and all that, that's just a given. That needs to happen anyway, I think, when it comes down to all of that. 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, you can give me a call right now. Let's go to an email. Kristen, she's from New York, and she writes, I've been struggling with splitting of my nails. No matter what I do, I've tried to take different dietary measures, and my nails still begin to split long ways. What do you think that is? Well, pretty common. A lot of times when you get splitting of the nails, it's a mineral deficiency, but specifically iron. And what I would do, if you haven't had any blood work done, you know, again, I'm a big blood work guy, so I'm a big fan, is go to your doctor and get a TIBC, total iron binding capacity, and then also get a ferritin test. Ferritin is your storage tank of iron, and it's kind of the roadmap of how much reserve that you have of iron as well. Because it's great to have plenty of it floating around, but if you don't have a storage tank for it, you can't use it. So check out ferritin TIBC, and that might be the key link of what's going on with the splitting of the nails. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Comcast.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Also, Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget you can sign up there on the website. And also our weekly email newsletter that you can get absolutely free. And, of course, my book, Empowering Your Health, you can find at empoweringyourhealth.com. Now, here's the deal. Healthcare is obviously a big topic. And health insurance has even been a bigger topic in recent years. As people go through struggling times of losing jobs and not having insurance, but having the same medical conditions that they've been having to deal with, but not having a doctor that could help them, or maybe not being able to get somewhere because they don't have the insurance that they need. And I think it's a really, really challenging situation for so many people. And I've met with many people. We do free clinics periodically, and we'll be doing more of those through our nonprofit organization, Diagnosis Hope, where we organize and put together physicians from different specialties and volunteers, and we coordinate with different community events in a certain town, and we put on a free clinic where people can actually get the care that they need. I'm excited about these clinics. It was amazing the last one that we did. And if you ever want to see a video of that, you can go to diagnosishope.org and check out that video. And I think it's on the DrAsa.com website as well. But it is just, it's one of those topics to me that really gets at the root of my heart for people, because people not being able to get the care that they need to me is just tragic. And on one hand, with Obamacare, and of course, that is an hour discussion with me. I could get into all kinds of topics with that. But again, I'll kind of go back to my basics with it. You know, the idea of everybody having some form of health care, I like it. And, you know, when it comes down to people not being able to pay for their care, I mean, even if you had to shell out $5 for an office visit, I mean, something, pay a dollar, whatever it is. I like the idea of the working uninsured, but, you know, with Obamacare and all that, the biggest idea I like about it is prevention, because he is going down with that plan. I know there's going to be a lot of changes with it, but with that plan, prevention is stressed, and it's a big part of it. So there's my little tip on that. But, however, they're finding now that most people in the U.S. can't pay their medical bills. And so right now, 50 million Americans are without health insurance. Okay, we know that statistic. It's terrible. And they have the financial means to pay potential hospital bills, according to the U.S. government, a report released this past Tuesday. But uninsured families, on average, can only pay for about 12% of their hospital stays, says the report from the Department of Health and Human Services. And even uninsured families with higher incomes lack the assets to cover most of the potential hospitalizations. Now, Secretary Kathleen said that it is a myth that Americans without health insurance can get care with little or no problem. Nothing could be further from the truth. The result is families going without care or facing health care bills that they can't hope ever to pay. She said the agency news in this release, she said more than half the hospital stays in the United States result in bills higher than $10,000. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you haven't ever called in the show and you're thinking about it, call in. Let's talk about your health challenge. Remember, this is your health. It's your life. Nothing more important than your health. It is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Lorraine now. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I'm diabetic. I'm 39.
Okay.
I have a lot of neuropathy in my legs and in my feet.
Okay.
And I need some suggestions on what I can do for the pain, because I know neuropathy is when you can't feel anything, but I actually feel a lot of pain. I'm in pain every day, all day, and Tylenol and Advil and all that doesn't work for me.
Okay. Have your doctors, have they suggested anything for you?
I've taken some pain medications in the past. But now the doctors that I've seen now won't prescribe it to me because it's a narcotic.
Yeah, I know.
So I understand that. And I don't really have insurance. I live in Colorado, so I have a card where I can get discounts on things, but it doesn't cover pain management. And I'm going to lose a second toe like in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Infection, and my other foot's broken. So,
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to do.
Well, let's think about what you can do. You know,
okay.
Focus on what you can't do. If you can't keep the toe, let's focus on what you can keep. All right, so now you have eight toes. So let's focus on those, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so are you overweight?
Yes.
Okay, how much overweight?
I'd say like a good 80 pounds.
Okay, so what are you doing?
I am on a strict diet.
Okay.
I've cut out carbs.
Okay.
And white flour and sugar, of course.
Right.
And sodas, of course. I actually have a trainer now, and I swim 3 times a week.
Good for you. That's all. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's starting to show.
So you're on your way to dropping the weight and getting your body down to where it can begin to function better on its own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, was it, and don't take this the wrong way, but what was the breaking point for you? Was it losing a toe? What was the moment where you said, I have to change?
My father passing away from all his complications. And we moved from California, and my brother actually inspired me to, you know, he's like, you need to do something. You can't just sit here all day. Right. You need to start taking care of yourself, because he doesn't want what happened to my dad to happen to me.
And your dad had diabetes?
Oh, he had. He was on home dialysis and everything, so.
Okay.
And he lost a toe and
right.
My mom has it. It's all hereditary. So.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well here's the good news. The good news is that with diabetes type 2,
mm-hmm.
you know, the body can radically reverse. It really can. You're not stuck with it forever.
Okay.
If you catch it in time, no, you're not. And literally, you drop 80 pounds, you will be amazed at what can happen. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. So, I mean, does that not inspire you? I mean, if I knew, if I got myself to a place where, you know, I was 100 pounds overweight and I'd been diagnosed with diabetes and I watched my family members deal with the disease, and one of them, like my dad died of lung cancer, but I mean, if I watched, you know, my dad die of diabetes, something that I had, that would inspire me to know that if I just pulled up my bootstraps, as we say in the South,
mm-hmm.
and I just buckled down, and if I put my head to it, like you're doing right now, like swimming 3 days a week, you've got a trainer, eating, you know, perfectly, knowing that you can't mess up anymore.
Yeah.
And then if you make these changes, doesn't that give you hope?
It does. It does. Because I watch reality shows about it, and I have lots of encouragement from my family, my mom also. She's got the same, she's diabetic also.
Right.
And I'm tired of being overweight. I'm tired of having problems. And I'm only 39, and I like everything you've said on the radio about watching diabetes and your kids. And, I mean, if I knew, you know, like they say, if you knew it then, what you should know now.
Yeah.
Or however you say that. And
yeah, if you know.
I would have done more, you know, I would have exercised more. I would have not eaten all that wonderful food, but it's just so stupid to think about food as your life. You know, that's just, you know, it's on my mind all the time, but I have to keep telling myself that you've got to take care of yourself. It's more important than having that piece of cheesecake that person over there is eating or having that piece of bread, you know.
Yeah.
It's difficult to watch other people eating the things that you want to eat.
It can be, but then you look at your situation and you say, you know, what's more important, just like you said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now my attitude has changed, you know.
What does the day look like? What does the day look like for you eating, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I'm just curious.
Breakfast is usually yogurt, plain yogurt, and we buy small fruit, small apples or peaches, depending on what my blood sugar is in the morning,
mm-hmm.
as much fruit as I'm going to have. We put cinnamon and sugar-free syrup in it with with Splenda, and it tastes just like a regular, you know, yogurt from the store. And I drink tea.
Are you getting fats? Are you putting fats in your diet?
Fats. No, we eat lean turkey meat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And vegetables, like there's nothing, like we eat so many vegetables. I just realized that carrots are high in sugar, so I'm cutting down on carrots. I didn't know that about carrots.
But can I say something with you? This is really important.
Yeah.
You've got a great plan going. First of all, I just want to applaud you for what you're doing. I think it's amazing. Your mindset shift is really good. Make sure when you're eating that you don't get scared of fat, and I mean dietary fat. Now, there's a difference between saturated fat and the good healthy fats like the omega-3s, 6s and 9s, tablespoon of cod liver oil every day, handful of walnuts a couple of times a day, or a handful of almonds, eating half an avocado every day. The fat, even though you're overweight, the fat is not going to make you fat. That fat is going to keep your hormone system working well. It's going to keep inflammation down in the body, and it's going to actually help you lose weight. And it's the carbohydrates. You're eating plenty of vegetables and fruits. That's good. You know, you're staying away from the grains and the pasta and all that. That's fantastic. And keep the exercise up like you're doing. Now, for the neuropathy, two components that they found that work as well as the narcotics, B6 and alpha-lipoic acid. They actually did a study on it, and it was unbelievable for the results. So look that up. We'll talk soon.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts in American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I no noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, drasa.com. Welcome back to the show. Your health is your greatest wealth. Did you know that? What are you doing right now to make some changes? Changes with your health and with your life. It's powerful. And, you know, it's up to us to change, and no one else is going to change that. And so many times I hear people talk about brain chemistry and all the different psychotropic drugs that are out there. And if you want to look into the side effects of a lot of these medications, you know, whether it's the antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, lithium, a lot of the different bipolar medications, there is a website you can go to. It's called www.cchrint.org. That's cchrint.org/psychdrugdangers. Okay? And you should go look at that just to make sure you understand completely. If you're taking any of the medications for brain chemistry, just make sure you're aware of the different side effects. I mean, we know that there's side effects, and I'm not knocking that because those medications can be very beneficial to a lot of people. But when you're dealing with brain chemistry, you always want to make sure that you're definitely doing things on the nutritional side to balance out brain chemistry as well, because so much of dopamine and acetylcholine, I know these are big fancy words, and then GABA and serotonin, so much of these drugs are so critical and so important to the different neurochemicals are so important to our well-being and the way we feel and the way we communicate and our brain stability. And when those neurochemicals and the neurotransmitters get out of balance or become deficient or whatever might be the case, it really causes havoc in our life. And that's why some of the medications for the short term can be very helpful. But you want to have a good plan for the long term, because there can be some side effects with some of these. So it's something to look into as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, recently I was reading an article that millions of Americans right now obviously are obese. But they're finding that even the exercise that we're doing can do something as simple. I mean, we know that it helps with weight loss, and we know it helps with heart disease and diabetes and whatnot, but it also can protect against colon polyps. I thought this was very interesting because so much, and by the way, if you're not getting a colonoscopy after the age of 50, shame on you, because you should be. It's very important to get your colonoscopy done at that point, to at least get a scan and know what's going on. But an hour a week, they found, of low-intensity exercise, and that can be something trivial as walking or climbing stairs or whatever interests you, riding a bike, just, you know, very gently riding a bike down the street, nothing strenuous like mountain biking or serious road biking. But it can reduce the risk of people with colon issues, and especially colon polyps. The New York City researchers noted that the benefits were seen across a variety of ethnic groups and weight ranges. They did findings where they knew that the confirmatory, what doctors have been urging all along, is to get out more and exercise more, and it can prevent polyps and a whole host of diseases, which kind of knew that. But they said exercise being a good thing. David Weinberg, who's the chairman of medicine at Fox Chase Center Cancer Center in Philadelphia, said it matters in sick people and also in skinny people and overweight people alike. Everyone is the same when it comes to exercise and how it can affect our overall colon health. African Americans, they said, are disproportionately impacted by colon cancer, even with our own sample, the African Americans had the highest prevalence of polyps and adenomas, which are benign tumors that can become cancerous if left untreated or left unremoved, said the study author in this. He said, also, the study included about 1,000 patients of different ethnic and racial groups. 56% were Hispanic, 20% were Asian, 15% were African American, 7% were Caucasian or white, and the participants were middle-aged and at no increased risk for colon cancer or polyps. Yet every group were found in the low or no exercise to have a propensity for the colon polyps. So something to think about if you're concerned about that, and make sure to increase your exercise. It can only help every area of your life. 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, doing something you enjoy. Let's go to Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Curious about thyroid. Okay. I was diagnosed, I guess maybe 4 years with Graves' disease. I had an overactive thyroid. So, you know, they put me on the medication. They put me on the blood pressure medication because I had real high blood pressure at the time. And, well, I'm very terrible about taking pills. I hate putting any kind of pills in my body if I don't have to.
Sure.
So I took the pills for a little while, and I wouldn't remember to take them, or I just wouldn't take them, and I stopped taking them after a while. And I would just, you know, have the thyroid checked every 6 months. And I stopped taking them, and they told me it was normal, within the normal limit. So every 6 months, I'd kind of have it checked out. And for the last 3 years, it's been normal. Well, this year, I started getting the symptoms back that I thought were the thyroid acting back up with the your hair. I've got long hair, and my hair falls out. You know, I lose a lot of hair, and Mother Nature comes when she wants to come, not on a regular, you know, every month at the same time.
Right. Alice, we're closing out the show. If you could just ask me a quick question, I'll be able to answer it.
Okay. I've got the symptoms, but I had the blood work taken, and then I had an ultrasound done of the thyroid by a specialist, and they keep saying it's normal. So what else could it be?
All right, here's the deal. When you go get your blood work done, I would actually go back, call your physician, have them do a test called thyroid peroxidase. It's not usually done, especially if the numbers are normal. TPO antibodies, it could possibly show there's an autoimmune process called Hashimoto's thyroiditis of your thyroid that could be causing these symptoms, and it's one of the most hidden causes of thyroid disease that is left untreated and leaves a person with all these symptoms. Hope that helps. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it's really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.